Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
I wake up in the morning, just glad my boots are on. Instead of emptying the whispering grasses down the favorite forest lawn, on the set the naked girl brings me two raw eggs and a shot of gin. Then I give it all up for that little blue pill that promises to bring it all back to you again. Write me down easy, write me down easy, friend. Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. Here in the canyons above sunset, the desert don't give up the fight. Coyote with someone's chihuahua and its teeth skitters across my veranda in the night. Some lost sheep from Oklahoma sips her mojito down at the whiskey bar, smiles and says she thinks she remembers me from that commercial with a credit card. Hell, these days there ain't no more, now there's just a night the western stars are shining bright again. Sundays I take my El Camino, throw my saddle in and go east to the desert where the chattel, they still ride and roll. Our American brothers cross the wire and bring the old ways with them. Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. I was shot by John Wayne. It was towards the end. That one scene's brought me 1,000 drinks. Set me up and I'll tell it for you, friend. Here's to the cowboys, riders in the whirlwind. Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. And the western stars are shining bright again. Till at the riders on sunset are smothered in the saddle and the wind. And the western stars. This morning, just glad my boots were on.
Oh, what a way to start the show. Bruce Springsteen, Western Stars, and of course the movie is out at the cinema and it's all based on the songs of the soundtrack to Western Stars. So I think my producer Alex was just saying he quite likes that album. He's not particularly, you know, the biggest country fan, but he liked that. So that's really good. Welcome to Sound and Country Vision, another November edition. No, December, sorry. I'm getting behind the times here. We've got another good show lined up for you. We'll be chatting to Jessie Terry, a singer-songwriter, very shortly. And then later on in the show, we're going to be talking to a Texas-born country and R&B singer, Julia Cole. She's really pushing the boundaries with the genre here, so I can't wait to talk to her. But first, let's play a Jessie Terry number and Stargazer, from Western Stars to Stargazer.
Your eyes desert your fortress, you don't belong inside. Go on, stargazer, I know it seems so trying to hold their voices, you're not who they say you are. I know your time's coming soon, coming soon.
International touring singer-songwriter and 2015 Bonnaroo artist, husband, wanderluster, coffee addict, and I believe he's sitting with a coffee now, dog lover. Hello, Jessie Terry. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing? Welcome. Yeah.
Really well, thank
welcome.
You.
Welcome. I'm jet lagged. Welcome.
You're jet lagged.
Welcome to you.
Well, you don't have to put too much effort in. As long as you give us some answers, that's all we're looking for.
Oh, no, I'm thrilled. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to finally get you on the show because obviously you're so busy with the touring. I mean, obviously you're over in the UK now. I first saw you, actually, it was, oh, gosh, I think it was in 2018 at the Lincoln Drill Hall. You was over here.
What a show that was. That
wasn't
was
that brilliant with Callahan? And oh my goodness, I mean, your music, incredible and incredible live. I mean, that Stargazer, I think, was that from your fourth album? It was released in 2015, and what a song.
Yeah, fourth or fifth album, something like that, yeah.
Incredible.
Thank you so much, yeah. Thank you very much. I'm really, really proud of that record and doing the video in England as well was so fun.
Oh, right, okay, you actually, you filmed that over here. I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I've got a fan who runs Bamborough Castle up here in the in Northumberland, and let me kind of invade the castle for an evening. It was wonderful.
Fantastic. Now, just talk to us a bit about Stargazer, and I mean, I've done my research correctly, as a singer-songwriter, you do kind of fit, I guess, into that Americana folk sound, but I know you don't like being generalised. I'm sure I've read that. And you are quite different at your music, and I love that about you. So just talk to me about Stargazer and you as a singer-songwriter.
Well, you know, I think it's really exciting. Like, we just recorded a new record in Nashville in September. And that we recorded that completely live, like, I mean, no fixes, like, no, you know, like, me playing and singing together, as opposed to the Stargazer record, which took 3 months, you know, and
wow.
It was more of like a Jeff Lynne production, like, very layered, and we had a string arranger, and like, it couldn't have been any more different as far as approach, and I think that's, like, what's so exciting about it, so... But yeah, I don't mind genres and stuff. I feel like it's really exciting to be able to do different things and
definitely.
And like artists have different, you know, facets to them. They don't all have to, every album doesn't have to be the same.
No.
You know?
And I think that's so important now, especially in country music. That's evolving. I mean, we've got a guest coming on a bit later in the show, Julia Cohen. She mixes country and R&B. So it just goes to show that you can cross over genres, and it still works really well.
Yeah, yeah. I think if the songs are great, and it's what you really love, like I think that comes through. You know, and this new thing that will be out next year, like.
Yeah.
I love doing it. I love the songs, and I loved that vibe of playing with the live band and having everybody in one room, and it was just
amazing.
Wonderful. So it's more exciting, but I don't know if I'd want to do that next time.
Like, something new next time, maybe. And this new album that you recorded in Nashville, isn't your producer called Nielsen Hubbard?
Yeah.
Grammy Nielsen nominated.
Yeah, he's a Grammy. He's done so many great records. We did a couple earlier in my career as well. And also he's in that great, great band, the Orphan Brigade. And they tour over here a lot. He produces Ben Glover, who's really brilliant. Grammy nominated guy. Like, I'm just so happy for him. He's wonderful.
That's fantastic. And I mean, the sound of and having everybody in one studio. I mean, I assume this is a pretty big studio, and Nashville is, of course, home to music. But I can imagine that was very, very special.
It was. I mean, like, everybody was so humble, but yet the band was just, I mean, every single player was just unbelievable. You know, the fiddle player was up for instrumentalist of the year, like this year, and like just the most humble guy. But nobody talked about their accolades. They just were in there playing the music and so into it and so into like doing something, you know, different and beautiful. It was so fun.
Brilliant. Now we're going to listen to another track of yours. It's called Runaway Town. And I think this is on the Stargazer album as well as your Natural album, which was released in 2018.
And I think
the Natural album, it's a collection of duets, isn't it? You've got a few people singing on there, female singers.
Yeah, we did those back to back again, like couldn't be much more different.
But that's brilliant because as well as keeping your name out there, it is different. And you know, a lot of artists, I think, I mean, you're quite different again because you're not mainstream country or Americana or folk, but in country music, I think sometimes that can sound the same if you don't change it up. So yeah, I really like this. So stay on the line with us and we'll talk more after this about shows and upcoming shows and plans for Christmas and all of that. But here's Jesse Terry, Runaway Town.
We all come from different places, got the same story to tell. We were spinning our wheels, digging dry wells, but round here we find shelter when the weather gets wild. And I don't feel as crazy these days. No compass to correct us as we sail into the dark. We don't fear the shadows at bay. We've got runaway stars on runaway roads. No one here will crush our.
Runaway Town by Jesse Terry. That's brilliant. I love that one. And we have him on the line with us now.
So much.
How's the coffee going down? How are you feeling? Is the jet lag going?
I'm in Newcastle, and we I think we slept 10 hours last night. My wife, I'm over with my wife and my little daughter, Lily.
Oh, they're with you. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so it's kind of like half tour, half holiday.
Oh, fantastic. Have you got your dog with you?
No, the dog couldn't make it. He's 75 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's an English lab. I'm sure he'd love to come back to his homeland, but...
What's his name?
Harrison.
Harrison.
George.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I like that. That's very good. Now, you've been super, super busy, obviously. You're over here at the minute. If you're listening on Siren, actually, Jesse, you'll have done your shows. You'll probably be back in the States. But if you're listening to the podcast, it's possible that, you know, there might be some more Jesse shows. But at the moment, you are over here. And I think you've been touring, I know, a lot over the summer and autumn in the States and over here. You've toured with Emma Stevens and other guests. What has been your best moment so far?
Emma, I've had so many great tours in the UK. Emma was definitely one of my favorite co-billers ever, like US or UK. She's just so lovely, and I love her music, and of course Callahan is a wonderful friend. I mean, it's hard to say. I haven't had a dud yet, really. You know, it's just been really fantastic and great to see this career grow over here as well, because I just love it over
here. I don't think you've stopped since I saw you in 2018, to be honest.
No, it's just like a regular, we do have like little breaks, and like we're going to York on Sunday for like a little mini holiday.
Lovely. York's lovely. Have you been before, or is this the first time? Oh no, we've spoken about this off air, haven't we, over emails?
I've been a bunch. My family hasn't though, so like I'm so excited to, I mean, my daughter's only 15 months old now, but I still think she's very sharp, but I think she'll appreciate walking the medieval walls with me. I think she'll really love that.
Yeah, and I mean, at such an early age to learn the history and sort of just be exposed to that is lovely. And do you think that she might, as soon as she's old enough, pick up a guitar? Do you think she's going to, you know, pursue music like yourself?
I mean, my wife has to, like, restrain her. She's very strong. Like, to restrain her from getting on stage with me.
Oh, bless her.
And she's quite the star at the shows. And she actually did get on stage at my last show, actually. It was like an encore, and it just felt like the right moment. And she loved it.
So she's not afraid at all. She's not afraid of all those eyes and being on the stage with lots of people watching. And that's fantastic.
She loves it. She thrives on it. Like, she just...
Wow.
She thrives on it. I mean, it's all she's ever known.
So I take it Christmas is big for you, and music is a big part of that.
Yeah. I mean, I actually play some Christmas shows back home, and then we live in this lovely, like, New England kind of village, if you can call it a village. It's about as close to a village as you get in America. And so I think my last show is like December 14th, and then we'll take, you know, some time at home. But it's a beautiful place to spend the holidays.
I can imagine. I always picture America, because obviously we watch a lot of American films over here at Christmas. There's a lot of them. And you always see the houses and the lights, and it's just amazing. And it's the layout of like the towns and the villages and the way they are. It's so different from over here. It's quite magical, really. So what's your plans after Christmas for the new year? Have you got more shows coming up? I know you've got your new album coming out, so that's exciting.
Yeah, and the new album, it's funny, like this, I love the older albums too, and they're not really that old, but the new album is just like full of slide guitar and steel guitar and fiddles, and it's probably going to be considered more country. Like Americana country over here, especially over here where a lot of times people will say things are country, where in America they won't. It's funny how genres are like that. So that comes out next year, so we'll start like releasing singles and filming videos and doing all that fun stuff. And I'll continue playing, of course. And then I think my album release tour will be October of 2020 in the UK.
Oh, brilliant. I'll have to catch you at a show. I must come and see you, because must do.
Yeah, it should be a good, like, pretty epic tour.
Oh, come to Lincoln again. Come over to Lincoln. Come to the drill hall if you can.
I want to come to Lincoln. I do. I really want to come back to Lincoln. I love Lincoln. I love that show, too. What a beautiful, beautiful town.
All right.
Or village, or whatever it is.
I know. I think it's a little town. I think the town. Would you say, Alex? What would you say? I've got my producer sitting across the desk here.
Technically, it's a city.
A city. Lincoln City Football Club.
And
we have a football club as well. Okay, a city.
Yeah.
We'll go with city.
It's pretty big. What a beautiful place. I'd never heard of it. And then we showed up, and there's like a castle there and everything.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's very historic. We've got the cathedral, a castle, the court, which also looks very magical and, I don't know, fantasy-like, fairy tale. So it's quite a pretty place, especially up on the hill. Jesse, it's been fantastic having you on the show, and I thank you so much for coming on. I hope you can get some rest.
We will. Yes, we will. We're with really good friends here in Newcastle.
Should we shout out to, I think it's Viv, can we say that? Can we give Viv a shout out?
The, who?
Viv, she was speaking to me on emails.
Absolutely.
Can we give her a shout
Viv,
out?
Viv Fish is like our tour manager and also is, luckily she loves our daughter, so she gives us free childcare as well.
Fantastic.
And she's with Lily right now. And Alan Fish is my guitar player over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, shout out to those, and that's brilliant. And best of luck for all the rest of your shows, and hopefully we can catch up again soon. Where can people go to check out your music and follow you on this really crazy fun journey that you're on?
Yeah, jessieterrymusic.com is great. Jessieterry.
Very important, the E there, not the Y, the E.
Yeah, you can't put the Y or the IE. That's the female spelling.
Yes.
You don't want that.
Nope.
I'm easy to find.
Definitely, on all socials.
And everywhere, everywhere.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Jesse. It's been great talking to you. I'm going to let you go and sleep or do whatever you need to do now. So catch up again soon.
Okay, thanks so much. Talk soon.
Callahan, Skin on Skin. And of course, we just had the lovely Jesse Terry on, and I first saw him at a Callahan concert over here in Lincoln. And Callahan is, as well as Jesse, going on tour in 2020. So you can look out for her and look out for him. They're both fantastic artists, so go and see them if you can. Coming up, we're going to welcome country R&B artist Julia Cole to the show. But first, let's listen to another country tune, Forever and Always by Sam Outlaw and Sarah Darling.
When the morning comes, when the day is through, I will be with you forever and always.
When the days grow long, when the nights turn cold, I'll be here to hold you forever. Shows me the strength of your heart. Even if we lose sight of each other, our love brings us back to the start, to the start, where I first found you,
where you first found me,
locked away and free. Forever and always.
There's a light when I look in your eyes. It shows strength of your heart. Even if we lose sight of each other, our love brings us back to the start,
to the start, where I first found you,
and where you first found me, locked away and free. Forever and always, I will be with you. Forever and always.
Put a dollar in for Willie and Tupac. The AC's busted and it's real hot. You said, baby, let's bounce after this shot. And I know a million places we could go, but hold up.
Just be where we are.
be where we are. And I think Julia is somewhere around. We can't seem to get hold of her, but we'll keep trying. And from one artist that's kind of changing the country genre to another, we're going to play some Kacey Musgraves and Follow Your Arrow.
You can
Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad, Leanie Jane and my lovely mum there doing a cover of Tammy Wynette. We can't seem to get hold of the lovely Julia Cole. She's obviously very, very busy. So we're going to play you some more good old country tunes. And we're going to start that with Old Town Road, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. And of course, they won Musical Event of the Year at the CMA Awards last month. So they're doing good things. So here it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Nobody tell me nothing.
You can't tell me nothing.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You can't tell me nothing.
Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask me. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty.
Can't nobody tell me.
Like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I keep going back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
Old Town Road. I just love that one. So different. And we have managed to track down the lovely Julia Cole. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Are you?
I'm great. Just got to Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh my goodness, so you're travelling. That's probably why we couldn't get through the first time, because we were trying and so hoping we'd get hold of you.
Oh, I'm so glad that we did. It's a little dodgy with my connection, but I think I can hear you okay now.
Brilliant. No, that's so good. I'm glad you're here now. All is good. We have played your new single, Be Where We Are, and we will play it for the listeners again. But just before we do, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into country music, because it's quite different and you cross over with R&B, which I really, really like. And of course, country music has adapted. It is evolving and it's huge over in the UK now. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Houston, Texas, but I live in Nashville, Tennessee now, and I actually got my start singing by performing national anthems for my own volleyball and basketball games in high school.
Oh, wow.
And then it spread to kind of all of the pro teams in Houston, so I started to sing for, you know, NFL, MLB, even some NASA stuff, all sorts of events in Houston.
Wow.
And I started to, one, realize that, you know, music was a passion of mine and that I could sing in front of, you know, 75,000 people and not be nervous.
Oh.
So I started to try to get into the Texas scene a little bit, because there's a whole Texas country scene.
Yes,
that
so
is really popular there. And so I met a bunch of folks there that I started playing writers rounds, just trying to figure out, you know, how the whole music industry worked. And a lot of those Texas country, I guess, mentors of mine, they were all like, you should go to Nashville. Nashville's where they have a lot more of the blending of genres within country music. And so, yeah, it was definitely my upbringing in Houston, Texas, and growing up listening to all sorts of different types of music and obviously lots of country music.
And, of course,
got me into this crazy job.
And, of course, you mentioned sports a lot there, which I... if I've done my research correctly, you're quite the advocate for female sports, and you do combine the two with your music, which I think is really, really lovely. And I believe you do that through a movement called Women's Sports Social. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. So Women's Sports Social, I basically started for a couple of reasons. One, I think it provides a platform for females to talk about their experiences in athletics and what sports mean to them, because I've noticed that women don't really get asked as often how, you know, if they were an athlete, it's not usually something that's spotlighted in their bio. And for a lot of the men, they do usually get asked about it, or they bring it up. So part of the platform for people to talk about their own sports stories is also added to by, I published different, like, I guess, explanations of some of the public figures that people don't know played sports.
Yeah.
For example, you know, Britney Spears was point guard of her basketball team. Ellen DeGeneres was amazing at tennis. Gigi Hadid was captain of her volleyball team. Sheryl Crow was an all-state track athlete.
Oh, wow.
The list goes on and on. And so I just think it's cool to highlight not only, you know, all the positive aspects of sports, like it teaching you how to work hard, handle constructive criticism, teamwork, and leadership, but also how popular it really is and how fun it can be, because it's such a, well, honestly, it's one of the most conducive environments I've ever been in for, like, culture cross-pollination, because you all are on the same team no matter what your religion is or what your race is, and you're all fighting for, like, a common goal. And I think it really opens your eyes to a lot of different backgrounds.
Yeah, for sure, and it's really great what you're doing, and I do love that you combine that sport and music. I think it's brilliant, and I think obviously female sports is a huge now, so really, really good. And we're going to take another listen to your new single, Be Where We Are. Do you want to just give us a little background about the song before we play it?
Of course. This song is, you know, I'm obviously in a different city all of the time, sometimes different countries every day, and sometimes it's difficult to really remember to live in the moment and not be thinking about what's coming next. And I think kind of for everyone, this song is just a great reminder to remember to enjoy the people that you're with, enjoy the places that you are right in that moment, because, you know, no one's guaranteed tomorrow, and we can't ever get today back, so...
There we go. We'll stay on the line with us. We'll talk more after this. Here it is. Be Where We Are.
Cash only bought with a jukebox. Put a dollar in for Willie and Tupac. The AC's busted and it's real hot. You said, baby, let's bounce after this shot. And I know
Be Where We Are, Julia Cole, and we've got it on the line now. That is such, it's a beautiful song, and I think a lot of people can resonate it, even in like any job role, any everybody's lives. We're all busy, and you know, we can forget where we are. So yeah, really, really lovely. Oh, Julia? Oh, is she gone? I think we might.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, she's over in Switzerland, so it's probably the signal. I think I can hear you now.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That's okay. That's the great thing about phone calls, though. At least we can connect when you're across the seas. So just quickly, because unfortunately it has been short and sweet, but you are coming to a close with your own UK tour and European tour, and I know you had a sellout show in London on the 15th of November at the Buck and Ball Saloon. How has it been for you? Just quickly, the tour.
Oh, it's been incredible. I mean, I'm absolutely shocked and so excited about how much Nashville's music is taking off over here. Yeah. And I can't wait to come back.
Oh, well, we can't wait to have you. And just quickly, where can everybody go to follow you, find your music, download and stream and buy? Where can they go to find Julia Cole?
The easiest place to find everything is my website, which is juliacolemusic.com. But I respond to all of the messages that I get on Instagram. So anyone who wants to message me on @juliacolemusic on Instagram, I'm happy to hear what y'all think of the song.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Julia, thank you. We'll have to have you back on the show at some time when we've got a little more time. But, you know, enjoy Switzerland, enjoy the rest of the tour, and obviously the new year will bring good things for you. So we'll see you soon. We'll talk to you soon.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
And that's a wrap as well with the show. As always, it goes so quickly, the hour. Thank you to Jesse Terry. Thank you to Julia Cole. Thank you, Alex, as well, my lovely producer. Thank you to the listeners. And to sing us out, here's the new single from Wrong Way Down.
Brought me in, turned me upside down, led me to water just to see me drown. It's a long way down when it's over. Living feels like dying when you fall. These empty bottles, they all know my name. What's the use in fighting when it ends the same? I come alive when you come round. The crazy in my head starts to crawl back. Eyes, a silent prayer to heaven that you can't disguise. It's a long way down when it's over. Living feels like dying when you fall. These empty bottles, they all know my name. What's the use in fighting when it ends the same? I come alive when you come around. The crazy in my head starts to crawl back down. So many lies. Feels like dying when you fall. These empty bottles, they all know my name. What's the use in fighting when it ends the same? I come alive when you come round. The crazy in my head starts to crawl back down. So many lies we've told. I didn't have the words to say I'm sorry. Ooh.
song.